Say nothing. My heart is full of delight. My senses are entranced. Let the time I marked pass in peace. I humoured him. The watch ticked on. He breathed fast and low. I stood silent. Amidst this hush, the quarter sped. He replaced the watch, laid the picture down, rose and stood on the hearth. "Now," said he, "that little space was given to delirium and delusion. I rested my temples on the breast of temptation and put my neck voluntarily under her yoke of flowers. I tasted her cup. The pillow was burning. There is an asp in the garland. The wine has a bitter taste. Her promises are hollow. Her offers false. I see and know all this." I gazed at him in wonder. "It is strange," pursued he, "that while I love Rosamond Oliver so wildly, with all the intensity, indeed, of a first passion, the object of which is exquisitely beautiful, graceful, and fascinating, I experience at the same time a calm, unwarped consciousness that she would not make me a good wife, that she is not the partner suited to me, that I should discover this within a year after marriage, and that to 12 months' rapture would succeed a lifetime of regret. This I know." "Strange, indeed," I could not help ejaculating. "While something in me," he went on, "is acutely sensible to her charms, something else is as deeply impressed with her defects. They are such that they could sympathize in nothing I aspired to, cooperate in nothing I undertook.